Judge, I am Pilate, presiding.
You may be seated. Mr. Justice, is the prosecution ready to continue with the proceedings?
Yes, Your Honor. If it pleases the court, the prosecution calls Mary Magdalene to the stand.
Raise your right hand. Do you swear to tell the truth?
I do.
Mary, welcome to this century. We appreciate your willingness to leave your heavenly home to appear in this court.
No problem, Counselor.
For the record, is Magdalene your last name?
No, I'm called Magdalene because I'm from the town of Magdala.
And were you a follower of Jesus Christ and his ministry?
I sure was.
And did you know the defendant, Judas Iscariot?
Unfortunately, yes, I did. I knew the man all too well.
How did you come to be a follower of Jesus?
Well, I was in a really bad way. If ever anybody was lost, it was me. I needed God to give me a new life. Then I heard about Jesus. Everyone was talking about him. When he came to our village preaching the good news, I met him. I was healed instantly. I had a new life. I mean, it was not like I was an angel after that, but I was different.
Did you just go about your way after Jesus came into your life?
No way. I couldn't. Jesus asked me to help spread the good news. He did the same with many of the men and women he healed. Whenever Jesus healed, people followed.
And how long did you stay with the disciples and Jesus?
All the way to the cross and the empty tomb. When the disciples ran scared, I stayed at the foot of the cross, Counselor.
Did Judas also run away?
You've got to be joking. Judas betrayed Jesus in the first place. He had every reason to run. He put Jesus on the cross.
Objection. Assumes facts, not in evidence. The witness's last remark assumes that Jesus would not have been crucified if not for Judas. Your Honor, please instruct the jury to disregard the last statement.
Your Honor, the witness is simply stating a consequence of Judas's betrayal. It led to the death of Jesus.
Judas betrayed Jesus. He did not physically put Jesus on the cross. The authorities did that.
I'll sustain the objection. The jury will disregard the last statement by the witness.
What was Judas like during those ministry years?
Oh, man, you wouldn't believe it. Iscariot was a real pain. He constantly complained, which didn't seem to surprise Jesus too much. I think Jesus just expected it.
When he betrayed Jesus, did you ever hear him ask for forgiveness?
Absolutely not.
Did you ever hear Jesus forgive Judas?
No.
Did Jesus say anything else about Judas?
He said one of the disciples was a devil. And a betrayer had no faith. That's what Jesus said.
Thank you, Mary. No more questions, Your Honor.
Ms. Graves, your witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mary Magdalene, you gave quite a testimony. May I remind you that you're under oath? And can everything that you said be proven in the Bible?
First of all, you don't have to remind me of anything. Second, everything I said was true.
Okay, for instance, you testified that Judas constantly complained. Where is that in the Bible?
Oh, it's in there all right. Like when he complained about the unnamed woman anointing Jesus' feet.
You're right, but that's the only place, isn't it? And didn't the other disciples ever complain?
Yes.
You testified also that you were present during the crucifixion. Did Jesus complain?
Oh, no. In fact, he asked the Father to forgive them.
So Jesus wanted to forgive the people who crucified him.
Yes, but remember that Jesus once said Iscariot was a devil. Is the devil ever forgiven?
Well, let's talk about forgiveness. You testified that Jesus healed you. Healed you from what?
He cast out 7 demons from me.
So what were your demons?
I refuse to answer that question on the grounds it may incriminate me.
Come on now, Mary. Hear the words of Jesus. Judge not, that you be not judged. Didn't you also need forgiveness?
We all need forgiveness, including you.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying that we're all sinners, right?
That's right.
Including Judas?
Yes.
And you're saying that we all need forgiveness, right?
Yes.
Including Judas?
Yes.
And what did Jesus say from the cross about forgiveness?
He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Thank you, Mary. No more questions, Your Honor.
Would you care to redirect, Ms. Justice?
No questions, Your Honor.
Well, the witness may sit down. The prosecution may call its next witness.
Your Honor, if it pleases the court, the prosecution calls the unnamed woman to the witness stand.
You are known as the unnamed woman from the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
For the record, will you please state your given name?
I am Mary of Bethany, sister of Martha, sister of Lazarus, who Jesus raised from the dead.
For the court, why are you known as the unnamed woman if you are Mary of Bethany?
Well, the Gospels of Matthew and Mark didn't call me by name, so therefore I'm the unnamed woman.
How is it that you came to know Jesus?
My family and Jesus were good friends, so he visited quite often.
You are known for a very special act, aren't you? In fact, Jesus said, truly I say to you, wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what she has done will be told in memory of her.
Objection, Your Honor, bolstering the witness.
Sustained. Please rephrase.
Mary, what did you do that was so unique?
I anointed Jesus with oil.
Why?
Well, since Jesus was the king of the universe, he deserved to be anointed. But I also knew from listening to him that he was about to die. By anointing Jesus, I also prepared his body for burial because perfumed oils were used to anoint bodies after death.
Now, tell us what transpired.
A few days before Passover, Jesus and his disciples stopped by to visit. My brother Lazarus and Jesus were very close, and I think Jesus was really coming by to say goodbye. Jesus was anxious, and I could tell he was very frightened. While my sister Martha served supper, I took a pound of ointment made of pure nard and anointed Jesus' feet, and then I wiped it with my hair.
And what exactly is nard?
It's an ointment prepared from the roots and stems of an herb from India. It's only used for very rare occasions.
Was Judas there to see this?
Oh, yes, he was.
Did you notice a reaction from him?
Oh, definitely. He became very angry at me and accused me of wasting the oil.
Wasting the oil?
Yes, wasting the oil on Jesus. He said I could have sold it for 300 denarii and given the money to the poor.
How did you respond?
I was pretty emotional that evening. I was sad about losing Jesus. So when Judas scolded me, I started to cry.
Did Jesus respond to Judas?
Yes, he defended me.
How so?
Very emphatically, as I recall, he told Judas to leave me alone, and I think Jesus was touched by what I had done for him, and it made him angry that Judas was scolding me.
How did Judas react after Jesus admonished him? Did he apologize?
Oh my gosh, no, he stormed out of the room.
Does the Bible say anything about where he went after he left your house?
He went to the chief priests.
Why?
He wanted to hand Jesus over to them.
Thank you, Mary. No more questions, Your Honor.
Ms. Griggs, your witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. Mary, You testified that the ointment was worth 300 denarii. In today's American money, that's about $22,000 poured out in a single moment. Doesn't that seem a little expensive?
As I said before, Jesus was not just any man. He was the king of the universe, who, I might add, was about to die.
Oh, Mary, I couldn't agree with you more, but when was Judas the only person who objected that you poured out $22,000 worth of ointment?
No.
According to Matthew and Mark, several disciples objected, didn't they?
Yes.
Thank you, Mary. No more questions, Your Honor.
You're all sinners. All of you. All of you need
forgiveness. Order in the court. Bailiff, remove the defendant. Order in the court.
Do something to control your client. Clearly, Judas Iscariot cares nothing for the rules of the courtroom.
Your Honor, please advise that I do not take instructions from counselor. I take instructions from the bench.
Well, control your client.
Your Honor, the defense requests a recess so that I may consult with my client, Mr. Iscariot.
Very well. The court will recess until next Sunday.
Thank you, Your Honor.
All right. You may be seated as we continue our worship.
All right. Thank you, players. Session number 2 is complete. We received some testimony from some witnesses about part of the story that is very important to God. As we pivot, I'm glad that today we also have a very special witness who can give testimony to something in a very special place that is also very important to God. And that's what's going on with our brothers and sisters in Christ in Haiti. Maya Von Rose was with us. He's been with us all weekend. He's spent 2 weeks here with the board from the Haitian Timon Foundation. This is a cluster of ELCA congregations that just love how we find expression in the body of Christ, partnering with our church family in Haiti in a variety of ways. I know that our Vacation Bible School kids raise enough money almost usually every summer to sponsor 3 kids down in Haiti. Some of you have heard the story, and you sponsor women who go through an 18-month program to where they work really hard to escape ultra poverty. There is a form of slavery down in Haiti, and there's a program that takes boys who have escaped Haiti and gives them a home and raises them up with opportunities. Maya was one of those boys who had to go through that, but now is just doing incredible ministry, great resurrection moments of being salt and light in so many ways in that partnership. So I'm going to call him up in just a moment, but I want to say, Christ our Shepherd, I'm really proud of you and thankful for you as how you lean into stewardship. And gosh, what a week here. We recognize, first of all, that our council and our staff, you work with them to put together a great ministry plan for every year. It's called the budget. And great things happen because of that. And we realize it's not balanced this year. So we acknowledge that. But yet we say, you know, even despite that, can we go above and beyond? Can we feed our kids locally? And so Joshua's gift is the way we give backpacks to 66 kids at 3 different schools, and most of that is not in the budget, but we do it. And we just heard about how we can come and eat pancakes and raise money for our kids who come to the preschool who need a little extra love. And then regionally, you say, yeah, hey, can we go above and beyond and share with camps? And I think you're going to see a picture I put in here of St. John Lutheran Church up in Tennessee in Nashville that was destroyed in the tornado. And so some of you are going to be inspired to just share some resources for reconstruction efforts for that. But just as we know in our diet, if it's not well balanced, I mean, it needs to be well balanced for our health. For our spiritual health, we need to be balanced too with our perspective. So Jesus says, be concerned locally and regionally, but also globally. And our global partner, this is the one time of the year we really lean into Haiti. Hoops for Haiti is coming up. If you want to know more about that, sign up on the Connect card, your name and email, and we'll shoot you the link that you can use to be a part of that. But we indeed are blessed as we've taken trips down there and see the great work of a safe home, Wings of Hope, for kids who have developmental issues, women getting out of ultra-poverty, kids who are deaf, leaders who are going to be committed college kids to stay in the country and one by one turn the tide. But since it's all about relationships, and we've got Maya here, I know we have a full Sunday, but Maya, would you come up and bring greetings? Since we can't go to Haiti this year, it's great to have Haiti come up for us. But we love you, and again, we're just really proud of all the Jesus ministry that you coordinate and support as we stand by you. So thanks very much for being here, brother.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So blessed to be here among you to give God thanks. So my name is Luke Nefors. Everybody knows me by Maya. I'm from Haiti. I live in Haiti. I raised up as I was a child slave, which we call West Avec in Haiti. And today I am served as the country director for the Haitian Timon Foundation in Haiti, where we have different ministers, different organizations that we are working with. So I bring greetings from all these organizations that Haitian Timon are partnered. And those greetings to say thanks to all of you who has been partnered with the Haitian Timon organization, who has been given to that cause where we can lift up women who have been living in extreme poverty, and also who have been given to children that can go to school, and such as a Haitian education and leadership program, where we pay in having them go to college where they can remain in Haiti to help make a difference, such as Wings of Hope, which is a home for special need children in Haiti, who used to treat as a living piece of furniture and as a manifestation of evil. So your partnership with the Haitian Timon allowed us to provide goods for these people and these children to go to school, to get food, and to get a home to stay, and to get to lift them up. So we want to thank you. As you know, right now, things are very difficult in Haiti. There is a lot of unrest, a lot of political unrest, a lot of shooting. There is kidnapping that are taking place in Haiti, where Haitians are kidnapping Haitians to get for money. And people are starving. People are hungry. So as the Haitian Timon, we want to providing food for these people where they can have food to feed their children and have food. So the project that we're doing right now, it is a food program where we're giving food to families. Like with $80, we give a bag of rice to a bag of rice, a gallon of cooking oil, a case of spaghetti, and one half case of a sardine. And with $80, we provide this food for the family, and they have food for 2 months to be able to eat. So we thank you all. We, the Haitian, are so thankful to everyone who has been come in Haiti to work alongside the Haitian, to be with us. And when you come, you bless us. You bless us by your presence. You bless us by your donation. And you bless us by praying for us. So we ask you to continue supporting, to continue praying for the country, for the people, for the leaders, so that way the people can be lifted up from that extreme situation that we are living. So thank you very much for giving me this opportunity to come here and share with you, and for welcoming here and make me feel like home here. So thank you very much. God bless you and bless your ministry.